Hello students, now we start module 2 of chapter unit and measurement. Contents of this modules are accuracy and precision, errors and types of errors, systematic and random errors, instrumental imperfection and personal errors, absolute errors, relative and percentage errors. Accuracy and precision. Accuracy of a measurement is how close the measured value is to the true value. Precision is the resolution or closeness of a series of instruments of the same quantity under similar conditions. For example, if the true value of a certain length is 3.678 centimeter and two instruments with different resolutions up to 1, that is less precise, and up to 2, that is more precise, for decimal after decimal places respectively are used. If first instruments measure the length as 3.5 and the second measure the as 3.38, then the first has more accurate but less precision, while the second has less accuracy but more precision. So I hope that by this example you are able to differentiate between accuracy and precision and their meaning. Errors and types of error. Error, any uncertainty resulting from measurement by a measuring instrument is called as error, or sometimes it is also called as difference between measured value and actual value of any physical quantity. There are two types mainly, systematic errors and random errors. Systematic errors, errors which regions are known to us and they can be positive or negative, both are called as systematic errors. Systematic errors are further classified as instrumental errors. These arise from the imperfectness or imperfect design or calibration error in the instrument. Voronoff scale, zero error in weighting scale are some examples of instrumental errors. Students, these instrumental errors you can also see in your vernier calipers and screw gauges that we will use in laboratory in your practicals. Example, there is an example for accuracy and precision. In first figure, that is accurate but not precise. In second figure, that is not accurate but precise. And third figure, accurate and precise. Now, imperfection in experimental technique. It is the technique, if the technique is not accurate, for example, measuring temperature of human body by placing thermometer under armpit resulting in lower temperature than the actual, and due to external conditions like temperature, wind, humidity, these kinds of errors occur. Personal errors, the errors occurring due to human carelessness, lack of proper setting, taking down incorrect readings are called as personal errors. These errors can be removed by taking proper instruments, calibrating it properly, removing human bias, as far as possible experimenting under proper atmospheric conditions and techniques. Removing human bias as far as possible. Students, the second types of error, random error. Those errors which reason are not known to us are called as random errors. Any factors that randomly affects measurement of the variable across a sample. For instance, each person's mood can inflate or deflate performance on any occasion. Random error adds variability to the data but does not affect the average performance for the group. And this random error can be minimized by taking more observations or increasing the number of observations in any experiment. Now, least count error, smallest value that can be measured by measuring instrument is called as least count error. Least count error is associated with the resolution or the least count of the instrument. Least count errors can be minimized by using instruments of higher precision or resolution and improving experimental techniques, taking several readings of the measurement and then taking a mean. And by taking more observations, I already told you that we can also reduce the random errors. Now students, in mathematical view, if you see, there are three types of error: absolute error, relative error and percentage error. Absolute error means the mean value minus experimental value. And for taking mean value, we take the mean of all observations. For example, in any experiment, the observations are a1, a2, a3 and an, then their mean value will be a1 plus a2 plus a3 and so on up to an upon n. This mean value is considered as the accepted value also. Then absolute error is simply the amount of physical error in the measurement. Then absolute error is measured value minus accepted value or mean value. Student, here accepted value is basically mean value. Absolute error can be positive, negative or zero. The absolute error is the difference between measured value and actual value. The absolute error will have the same unit label as the measured quantity. Student, another type of error is also there, that is mean absolute error. In this mean absolute error, we take the modulus of all absolute errors in the experiment and take the mean of that. We take modulus for maximum permissible error. Relative error. Relative error is the ratio of absolute error of the measurement to the accepted measurement or mean value. The relative error expresses the relative size of error of the instrument in relation to the measurement itself. When the accepted or true value is known, the relative error is found using which is considered to be the measure of accuracy. Relative error is absolute error upon accepted value or mean value. Now, percentage error, it is the relative error measured in percentage. Means if relative error is multiplied with 100, then it is called percentage error. Percentage error is also called as measured value minus actual value upon actual value into 100. Now students, a sample question is given based on these three types of errors that we have studied here. So let us discuss this sample question. We measure the period of oscillations of simple pendulum in successive measurements. The readings turn out to be the 2.63 second, 2.56 second, 2.42 seconds, 2.71 seconds and 2.80 seconds. Calculate the absolute errors, relative errors and percentage errors. The mean period of oscillation of pendulum we will calculate first of all. As I told you, we treat this mean value as an accepted value or actual value. So now, as per this example, we have taken the mean, we have added these all observations 2.63 plus 2.56 plus 2.42 plus 2.71 plus 2.80 and divide it to the number of observations 5. Now we get 2.62 seconds. That is mean value of time period, or it will be treated as accepted value or mean value. As the periods are measured to the resolution of 0.01 second, so all the times are to the second decimal, it is proper to put this mean period also to the second decimal. Okay, So here we have taken two places after decimal because the resolution is also up to 2 points to the decimal. The absolute errors in measurement are 2.63 minus 2.62, 0.01 second, 2.56 minus 2.62 minus 0.06, 2.42 minus 2.62 minus 0.2 seconds, 2.71 minus 2.62, 0.09 second, 2.80 minus 2.62 second, that is 0.18 second. So now students, you can see that absolute errors are positive as well as negative, both nature. And the errors have the same unit as the quantity to be measured. The arithmetic mean of all absolute errors is delta t, that is mean absolute error. We take modulus of all 0.01 plus 0.06 plus 0.2 plus 0.09 plus 0.8 and divided by number of observations, and that is we get 0.11 second. Students, here we are taken modulus while taking the average of absolute errors. We do this by taking maximum permissible error. That means the period of oscillation of simple pendulum is 2.62 plus minus 0.11 second. It lies between 2.62 plus 0.11 and 2.62 minus 0.11. There is already an error in the tenth of the second. Hence, there is no point in giving the period of 100. A more accurate way or correct way will be write t is equals to 2.6 plus minus 0.1 second. Okay, here note that the last numerical 6 is unreliable since it may be anything between 5 and 7. We indicate this by saying that the measurement has two significant figures. In this case, the two significant figures are 2, which is reliable, and 6, which is has an error associated with it. We will learn more about this in significant figures in the next module. And relative error we calculate, that is 0.1 upon 2.6. And for finding the percentage error, we multiplied this relative error with 100, that comes out to the basically 4%. So students, this is an example we can solve based on the various types of errors, relative error, percentage error and absolute error. Students, error are the most important characteristics in measurement. We cannot escape ourselves by error in experiment. And this topic is basically related to your practical purpose. So when you will do, or when you will get a chance to perform the practical in your lab, and especially with the instruments like vernier calipers, screw gauge or spherometer, then you will learn more, and practically you will have clear idea about these types of errors. How you can minimize personal errors, you take precautions very carefully. What is the meaning of instrumental error? You will know that in vernier caliper and screw gauge, sometimes the vernier scale of 0 and main scale 0 do not coincide when the jaws are closed. So then we observe the 0 error, and in the same way in screw gauge also we observe the 0 error. So basically the errors you can learn more clearly and more practically when you will perform your experiment in your lab. Here in this module we have touched these types of error in a theoretical way, and more thing you will learn in practical session. Okay students, so this is the end of module number 2, in which we studied about the basic ideas of errors and types of errors. In next module, now we will discuss about the another topic which is related to the errors, that is propagation and combination of errors. So, thank you very much.